Hey guys, it's podcast time here at Cyclone Fanatic. I'm going to let you listen in to some media sessions from today's Big 12 Basketball Media Day in Kansas City here at the Sprint Center. Iowa State, 12 days from now, will take the floor for the first time. The big scrimmage coming up against Nebraska. It's one of those secret scrimmages that will take place in Ames on Sunday. And then, again, 12 days from now, that's when the first exhibition is against Emporia State this year. Little backstory there. Really good stuff from Steve Prohm. That's who we're going to listen to here first. I thought we learned a lot about the Cyclones. Of course, you can read the rest of our coverage. It's all up right now at CycloneFanatic.com. I'll probably have another 10 takeaways column coming your way late tonight. After I get back to Des Moines, I'll be writing that. But yeah, let's listen in on Steve Prohm's media session from earlier today.
Our first scrimmage, I think, probably Nick Weiler-Babb was the best player, you know, if you were just going to rate it. But I think Cameron Lard was probably the best player Saturday. And just his energy and motor just, you know, really came on. But it was good, I think. Offensively, we spent a ton of time on offense just because we got so many new guys. And not that we play a unique style from the standpoint of pace and spacing and moving the ball and freedom. And so when you have so many new guys, you got to spend a lot of time with that. So there's a lot of slippage defensively. And so this week will be defense, a lot more defense, and hopefully we don't regress on the offensive end of the floor. But I thought it was good. We made some strides, but now we got to, especially going into playing the scrimmage on Sunday, we've got to get better on the defensive end.
Cameron keeps coming up, it seems like, once in a while. I mean, is he surprising almost in terms of how quickly he's adapted after?
Yeah, I think so, just because, you know, last year once he got here, it was just a unique situation. It just, you're going full go. It's January. You're trying to get your team right. He's trying to get situated academically and getting adjusted to Ames. That you didn't spend a lot of time with him, and so I think he's made great growth. But that's freshman; they're just gonna—it's gonna be a work in progress. And so, but you know, I'm excited about all those guys. I mean, I think we've got some good young pieces. It's just gonna be a week to week, and excuse me, day to day, week to week process of getting these guys better and really just building a team. You know, I say that all the time. You know, whether you have good players or old players or good players that are young, you still got to build a team, and you're not going to build a team and have a team, what I would say, a true team in October.
For Cam, does his role going to be, do you envision it as narrow? And I don't mean that pejoratively, just like you're not going to ask him to do 15 things. It's going to be pretty, you know, rim run, block shots, that kind of deal?
Yeah, no question. And that's what he did. That's what he did on Saturday. I mean, his game, and just if you're going to compare him to a style of player that people are familiar with, he's a McKay type guy, to where it's going to be motor, it's going to be running the floor. He can protect the basket. We haven't had a guy last year that could protect the rim. You know, Burton could from the weak side, but he can protect. I mean, if you watch, he had a couple blocks the other day that were outstanding. And so, you know, he's got a chance to do some really good things. But I think it's simple with all those guys, with all those young guys, is keep it really, really simple. Rim run, you know, stay opposite the ball when the ball's away from you, sprint to screen, rebound like crazy, and challenge shots around the basket. And if you can do that, he'll be really productive for us.
You mentioned Nick in the first scrimmage. What have you seen from him overall as he made those strides in the offseason you were hoping for?
You know, some days he has, some days, you know, it's just you're evaluating and looking at those kids differently now.
Yeah.
Because this is their time to take the next step. And so you can't have good day, average day, good day, average day. We got to cycle more consistent good days. Yesterday he was really good. And now we got to come back on Wednesday and be really good. It just, you can't have the up and downs, because we're going to have some up and downs with the younger guys. So these older guys got to be consistent in their work every day. And so he's been good. But again, you got to challenge those guys to give you more because we need that leadership. We need that. You know, he's a great coach on the floor because his basketball IQ is really, really good, and we need that from him. But he was his first scrimmage, he was really good for us. You know, and just assist a turnover, but he was aggressive offensively.
What do you need to find out about this team on against Nebraska on November 5th?
I think the biggest thing against Nebraska is where we are defensive principles. Do we understand transition defense? Are we sending 3, 4, and 5? It's a little different now. We didn't really crash the glass. This year we need to go hard, 3, 4, and 5, maybe even 4 at times as we go throughout the year. Do we know what we're doing offensively, and are we playing at the pace and sharing the ball the way we need to? I think those are the major things. And then defensive positioning, just the real fundamental stuff. You know, whether we win 10 or lose 20, I'm not really concerned about that at all. I just want to know where we're at, so where we need to go forward for the first exhibition and then on to Missouri.
Did Hans scrimmage?
He didn't, but again, he's 5-on-5, full go, anything in the half court, and he makes a big difference. There's no hiding that. He brings leadership, he brings IQ, he brings skill, he can really pass, he can spread the defense. He's a good player. You know, I mean, you look at, he's averaging 12 points a game at Princeton as a sophomore. Princeton's really good.
Yeah.
Like, really, really good. And so we just got to get him healthy. We can get him in the fold. He's going to make a big difference for us.
Sounds like it's like a bounce back maybe issue for him. Like, he'll work out and then the knee will be sore. And take
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't gotten the nuggets of why he can't get up and down yet. He's going 5-on-0 up and down very well. And half court, he's competing really well. Whether it's 1-on-1 drills, 2-on-2, he's live now. Anything half court.
Gotcha.
He's just not transitioning yet. But there's more of a calmness and a steadiness when he's out on the floor. But that's being a senior, coming from a winning program, that he understands ball movement, he understands ball screen angles, he understands, you know, ball reversal, just little things. And then being able to take something from the board, you know, onto the court.
Bruce Weber said he's uses things like finishing 8th with his team and things throughout the summer. Do you use that at all?
I mean, we'll talk about it, but I'm not a big hype guy. I mean, that hype goes for, you better have some substance to you. You know, I heard that a long time ago. Substance is a lot better than hype, and so we're just going to work. You know, I joke with Chris about this all the time. I mean, I'm you know, you look at me, I'm probably not supposed to be the head coach of Iowa State. You know what I mean? And we're doing all right. You know, so, you know, does it drive you? Does it make you prepare? You know, it should make you prepare harder, you know, or more. And I probably said that before, because you're going to prepare the same way. That's just your habits. That's what you're about. But I'm not concerned about it. You know, if I filled out the rankings, I'm going to go off. When I fill out the rankings, what do you go off of? Iowa State lost 6 guys, and they only bring back so many. But nobody's seen Nick play 30 minutes yet. Nobody's seen Solomon play 30 minutes in this role. Nobody's seen Donovan play 30 minutes. You know, so they don't know. We're judging off of statistics. And so, you know, this is a team that obviously is going to get better throughout the season. But I'm not. That's not going to be a, you know, big hype, man, we're 9th, posted all over the place. I'll talk about it one time and move on.
Did you guys explore third exhibition?
You know, if I had an older team, I would have. I just being honest, Minnesota called, Drake called. I just didn't want to throw us out there just to go play a game if we're not really ready with everything. Because
public, you're saying?
Yeah, it's just not. It's not good for any of us, you know, right now. I don't think to where, hey, we got to get a lot of things together just to go play Sunday. You know, now if we had an older group, you know, my first year, I'm here, those guys, they were baiting. We would probably play 2 or 3 of them, you know. But this year, I would rather get these guys in the gym. And now we need to play.
Yeah.
But Sunday's perfect.
You don't need us to pick you apart.
No, not right now. And these guys, they don't need that. We just need to get better right now.
How's Wigginton?
He's been good, but again, like,
Up and down?
Yeah, he's just up and down. We got to get him to, again, consistency. But that's just freshman. And some days, like I said, you walk out of there like, man, he's athletic, strong, get to the basket, finish, make shots. And then the next day, you know, he's okay. And so, but that's going to be, you know, that's going to be how it is for a while until we continue to work on the consistency of being great every day. And that's everybody with our team right now. And so, but obviously he's got a chance to do some good things. And we finally got a chance. We haven't had a chance to practice Donovan, Nick, and Lindell together a lot with Zoran. And we finally slowly starting to get that going.
Who's your five on Sunday? Starting five.
Travis, Alex, Chris.
I don't like your shot.
It'd be tough. We're going to be worse offensively or defensively?
I got to ride my leg.
Defensively for sure. So.
Is it good? Not a lot of want to on that.
I won't say that yet.
Will it take him December to get that rotation? I mean, will it take several weeks?
Yeah, I think so. Just to know, you know, who's better in what position on the ball, off the ball, small ball or big. You know, there's going to be a couple things to find out, but that's the good thing about the preseason or the non-conference.
Is the front court the most, I guess, not interchangeable, but where you have the most questions, I guess? Like, you can play Tally at the four, Brace you don't know about, you know, Cam, him and Solomon play together.
If Hans was healthy, I think the questions would be a lot less. You know, because you play Hans and Solo together, you know, they can be bookends. You know, if you're Solomon and Cameron, you're probably going to be more power. You know, you really need to try to kill people on, or excuse me, you need to really try to hurt people on the glass. And then if you go small, you need to spread people out and be athletic and run and push the pace. And so we got to find out what's best.
Yeah.
You know, we bounced around with lineups last year for a while, trying to figure it out, you know, and so. But because we had lost George and a lot of things went through George, and now we lost a lot of good ones. So we got to, you know, there's no perfect way to find it out in practice. You got to find it out through the trials and tribulations of real games. And then as coaches, then you got to adjust. And I think that's what you saw last year with our team. Once we got it, we hit stride. We were really good.
I feel like nobody's talking about Beverly at all. What's his role?
I think the biggest thing for him right now is I'll talk to guys about role definition on Wednesday, and then we'll watch the scrimmage tape, because yesterday was so quick. We practiced and we had to get out of here to get here, and the day we're obviously off. The biggest thing I think that he brings right now that we need is shooting, you know. And so, you know, obviously he's a four for us. I don't see us really going super small with him at the five, but he's a four that really needs to spread the defense and really be a really good strength with perimeter shooting. Make open shots. That's the biggest thing I would stress to him.
Has he gotten better? Because his numbers weren't great from the outside.
I think so. I think he can make it. If he's open from three, I feel real comfortable him shooting that shot. You know, and we need him to step up and make that. But I think that's the biggest thing is shot making. He can make shots, and that's what we need from him with this team.
You were talking about Cam, you know, earlier. It sounds like you like him a lot. What do you need from him stat-wise?
From Cameron?
Yeah.
You know, you could joke and say double-double, but we need him to dominate the glass, mm-hmm. you know, and then hopefully get a couple blocks. You know, you need to be a great rim protector, and then you need both ends of floor, offensive, and defensive rebound.
The double, 10 points or more score?
I think he could do that if he just got his rebounds.
Yeah.
Because he's going to get a couple in transition with rim runs.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to get a couple putbacks. And so he's got a chance. You know, it's day to day.
They're here, Iowa State head coach Steve Prohm from the Big 12 Basketball Media Day in Kansas City. I thought that was actually really informative. I learned a lot about the team, and it's just such a weird feel down here. Normally you have 2-3 guys who you're very familiar with and you know very well. Not the case with any of these guys. But we'll listen to them anyways, get you an opportunity to get to know them a little bit more. Here's Donovan Jackson, a very confident young man. You can hear that specifically when I ask him about Iowa State being picked 9th in the Big 12's preseason poll.
What do you guys need out of Solomon this year?
We just need him to be a dog, offensively and defensively. He's a big guy, you know, so he's going to have to take on a lot of other big dudes and stuff like that, so he just has to be ready, and I think he will.
What about Cam?
Cam, he's going to be real good to me. He's been doing a lot of good things in practice lately, and so I think he's going to be good for his down the stretch.
What do you take into preseason polls and stuff like that?
I don't really care for it. Rankings is just rankings, honestly. I mean, once we get on the floor, I'm pretty sure we're going to prove ourselves and what we're worth.
What was your first reaction when you saw it night, Phil? I'm sure you had one.
Crazy. So me and Coach Prom talked about it, and there's no chance that that's going to happen. You know, we just got to do what we got to do every single day.
Will you use it as a motivator? I mean, will you have
facts.
Sayings up throughout the locker room or whatever?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, the whole team, you know what I'm saying, we've been slept on right now, so I think it's time for us to, you know, wake everybody up.
What do you know about this team that other people don't on the outside?
I think we're tough. I think we're a tough little group, and that's how we got to be this year.
What's the leadership responsibility that you have, that Nick has, and that Solo has with you guys being, you know, it's a small group of returners?
Yeah, so us three, we just have to be, like, real big on trying to get everybody on the same page, just because we've been in the big games and the Big 12 tournaments and won, you know. So everybody looks up to us to, you know, teach them the ropes pretty much.
What kind of responsibility is that when you've got, you know, eight new guys looking to you for direction?
It's a big responsibility, you know, because you got to hold everybody accountable and they hold you accountable. So it's just us, like, being on top of our game every single day.
With Cameron Martin, Chrome said he maybe stood out in the scrimmage. What's different about him from the first time you saw him play to what he's playing like now?
Well, he understands his role. He understands the plays now, so he's well bought in with that. But, like, his energy and his physicalness on the court is, you know, doing his justice.
How are you different right now compared to this time last year?
Right now, last year I didn't know the system. First couple games I didn't know what was going on. And then right now I'm just confident in my shot, my going to the basket ability, and many other things.
Seemed like you really took a lot of pride defense last year. Was just being in that six-man type role, did that help you grow, like, become a more complete player?
Yeah, definitely. Just because it opened up a lot of different things for me, you know, from the defensive end to transitioning to offense.
You guys mix up.
I know you had to be happy with being able to be a part of that team last year by not redshirting, but how do you think it would help you this year? Or are you glad that you have that experience to go into this year?
Yeah, I'm definitely happy I didn't go through with that. Just because now I do have the experience from, like, playing in those big games against Kansas and, you know, Texas and all of them schools. So,
do you guys play with all lineups right now? Do you think it'll take some time before you guys know what this rotation looks like? Or
yeah, I think so. I think we do. Because right now we're just throwing in, like, different people, you know, just trying to see what fits best right now. So leave that up to Coach Prom.
Thanks, Tom.
Real quick, how has the relationship with Lindell been? I know he told me at Media Day that you've kind of been taking him under your wing. How's that gone the first couple weeks?
It's been going real good. Just because, you know, I understand how he plays, and I think he's starting to understand how I play. And so we're just trying to, like, find a bond there.
How do you compliment each other?
He's an attacker, so yeah. Pretty much I just, like, fill in the spots that's open, so he has a kick-out lane. And then also, you know, I pretty much can do a little bit of everything, so I just try to find him in the best position to put him in.
That's Donovan Jackson right there. Let's hear now from Nick Weiler-Babb, a guy who I think everybody believes is a X factor for this Iowa State basketball team heading into the season. How's he going to perform, and, you know, what kind of a role will he have this year with the Cyclones?
Donovan said that there's no way Iowa State will finish where the coaches picked in the finish. What are your thoughts on that one?
I agree. You know, you never want to say your team's going to finish down there at the bottom. But, I mean, I don't really want to talk much. I kind of just am ready to get on the court and show everybody that we're definitely not going to be at the bottom. It shows more on the court than what you can say. So that's all that I have to say about that.
Steve said he thought Cam was one of the highlights of Saturday's scrimmage. What did you see out of him?
Oh, that's true. Cam has been improving every day. He's so raw. It first. He was just he had it. He just had to tone it in, and now we're finally getting things where he's athletic. He can rebound. He's blocking a lot of shots, so he's gonna be a big thing for us. He's getting a little mid-range shot, so that's gonna be a big thing for us in the future.
Steve talked about how last year when he showed up, like he kind of was on his own just because you guys were in the middle of, you know, trying to get done what you were trying to get done. What was your sense of that? Was he kind of on his own a little bit? I mean, obviously not traveling with the team and all that.
Yeah, I feel like he was kind of just in the middle of nowhere. You know, he couldn't travel, he couldn't do much, but we were in the middle of practice, so even throwing him in practice, he kind of didn't know what was going on. Yeah. But now, like, that's my guy right there. If he has a problem, he knows he can come to me. If he doesn't understand, he can come to me. So it's just we just have to include him in everything we do now, and he's going to be such a big part. We only got 10 or 11, so he's going to be such a big part that we can't afford him to leave him out of anything.
So those guys all graduate last year, and it's kind of like you and Donovan and Solomon.
Yeah.
Do you naturally take over as a leader? Is that something that just instinctively kicks in, or do you have to like sit down and like prepare for that, for your different role?
I mean, it's a little bit of both. You know, I was ready for it. You know, the guys the last year prepared me for it. But Coach Prohm had to sit me down and actually tell me what he wanted me to do and how he wanted me to do it. And so that helped a lot. But naturally, as an older guy, you always want to take over and make sure that the young guys always understand and that they're never left behind in anything that we do.
You were talking about Cam. I mean, he couldn't go on road trips or anything. Did you guys stay in contact when you were on the road? Did you guys text back and forth or anything?
He would hit us up a couple times. You know, like before the games, he would say, hey, this, like he would send us a little encouraging text message or something just before the games. And then after the games, you know, he would always say good job. Or he would always, that was my guy, you know. He just kind of encouraged us, and that's kind of what we're going to have to do this year.
Who would you compare him to? Somebody Iowa State fans would know.
I mean, I feel like you can kind of a little bit like Jameel, mm-hmm. just a little smarter with the ball. You know, he can pass
wait
it pretty
a minute.
Well.
He's smarter with the ball than
yeah,
Jameel?
Yeah, no. No, but I mean, Jameel was such a great player for us. He was such a great player, and now that Cam's here, you can see flashes of him in the athleticism and the way he runs the floor. Cam is just, he's smart with the ball. He can pass. He can make plays. So that's what we're looking forward to.
It's junior Nick Weiler Babb. Now let's hear from a guy who, when Steve Prohm put him into the starting lineup last year, he totally changed that roster, totally changed the look of Iowa State. Solomon Young, Iowa State goes 10-2 with him in the starting lineup to end the season. Here you go.
How have you improved from what you were a season a year ago?
I think just having the experience that I'm not about, I'm able to understand where to be and help guys, tell them where to be and just make smarter plays, because we got a lot of new guys, a lot of new faces. So I think just being smart with the ball is probably one of the biggest things I improved on.
What kind of averages do you think you'll have?
I'm not really sure, but I'm aiming for 12 and 8. In that range, and hopefully better.
How'd you describe your front court this year compared to kind of what you played with last year? It just seems like you guys are a little, you got more length, you're bigger. It's just a different style of game. How would you describe it?
I'll definitely say that we're definitely a bigger team now. I guess we're kind of a little undersized last year.
Yeah.
So I think with the height, we'll have a lot better post defense, and we'll be a lot stronger on the boards this year. And we don't got so many like 3-point shooters, so I think we'll be more up and down, scoring around the rim a lot more.
How do the front court pieces fit? Because I mean, obviously we haven't seen any of you guys play together yet. How are you seeing it with whether it's Cam or Hans or Jeff?
We're still trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
But from what I see, I think we have a really strong perimeter now, and then we have a really good post presence from what I see. So I think that will stand out.
Is it kind of like just a spacing issue or learning how to play off each other when you got, you know, two bigs? You know, can get a little crunched in there, I guess.
That's not really the major right now. It's mainly just keeping the ball moved and like not letting the ball stay in one person's hand too long, and like just not being stagnant. So I think right now we're just learning how to get in the sets once the play breaks down and just keep the ball moving.
Cool. I think Coach Prohm said you stepped out and hit some threes in the first scrimmage.
Yeah.
Is that a bigger part of your game, or?
It's a part of my game. I just didn't get to showcase it too much last year, but this year I'll be looking for the showcase.
Guys, thanks so much for downloading and listening to this Cyclone Fanatic podcast. If you could give us a great rating, we would appreciate that. As always, leave a comment. Tell us what you like about what we're doing. Give a shout out to all of our great sponsors at Cyclone Fanatic, our Patreon, our patrons. You are the reason why we're down here in Kansas City. That's what that money is going for, towards creating great content for you guys about the Iowa State Cyclones. Appreciate it. I believe Stans and Fitz are recording tonight. More podcasts coming your way all week long here at Cyclone Fanatic. Have a good one.